She didn't buy the cheese land really after she went in there. She bought a cheese land after she moved down there. Mm-hmm. And then she brought all the children. They want, you know, wanted her to have this fire land up here because they didn't want nobody to get between her and Miss Plan Hall for their son of the money to buy this spot here. So that made her have 2 acres together. Mm-hmm. And so in 50, we moved down there and then house down there. But I was still going to school. And I went to school, and in 1955, my brother paid. And so,
who's that, Bob Lee?
Bob Lee paid, my brother. And I had been going back and forth to Atlanta at all times before that time. So this August, he died on the 6th of August this year. And I took my birthday's on the 7th of August, but I come home that same week and he paid. And then after then, my mom, she got, I said about $500 from his insurance money. So she bought us this television, the first television I ever seen in my whole life. The one that she bought when he died. And so we enjoyed the television, we played it off, you know. Mm-hmm. We played it the whole lot. That's why I know, but see, I didn't have none at home. I didn't have no television at home. I didn't even know what a television was. Because when we first moved down in 50, the first radio we heard, we really played it all night long.
Yeah.
All night. Because we had never known a radio play all night like that. The only thing we used to was the bad radio, what you take it and, you know, the bad be that by that long. We take the bell and then take that thing with comfort and relay, like talking, and stick it down in the bell. You know, the paper sitting expensive, and then the bell go weak on it. And so we had to cut it off. But now the radio, when we moved down there, we got electric lights and everything. And that radio played all night. We just thought we was in heaven.
Oh, you had electricity
on it? But see, at the other house where we were living in, up behind the church, we didn't have no electricity. And see, and that way, that ain't why we thought we was doing something, you know, when that was. And so, that was in 55. We went to New York.
The house that you had, the first house, did it have a 10 rooms or did it have a red room?
10 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It had 10 rooms, fireplace. We had wood stove, which cook on wood stove. We had all that. And when we moved down here, in the other house, okay, we kept a wood stove about 3 or 4 years when we moved down there. So this day, my mama had bought the stove, so they brought the stove in and draw the tile coming up and put it together and draw the tile coming to put the stove together. And when he come to put the stove together, and I really didn't know no better. I went out there and I picked up some silk, and like I did before the stove come out, I picked up silk. Stove it up and went inside the kitchen. And when I went inside the kitchen and looked for the cook stove, it wasn't nothing that I really could use wood stove. So I couldn't put it down and I started cooking on the wood, on the electric stove, and that's what we've been doing all the time. But believe me, before we got the electric stove and the refrigerator, we had a hard time on them.
The wood stove.
The wood stove and the refrigerator. When you had to buy ice, runner.
I don't know when we had to buy ice. We had an ice stove.
A dollar and a half for a pound, a pound for ice.
You know about
the black iron stove. The black iron
stove. Round thing on top. You put the wood on the bottom and keep the thing on top.
Well,
and then,
you had running water, anything in your house?
No, we had to water from the spring. Myself, Willie Joe, Curtis, Peter, and Junior. All five of us had to water in the evening time. And when we get ready to take a bath, we had to water because we was using a tub.